Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 23rd, 2023. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun this hour. We got some entertainment news we're going to get to. That Ain't Right stories, some good stories of the day, some local good stuff we want to touch on. All of that coming up. We do have a programming shift we got to make. We are just informed that our friends over at the Rough Ranch are unable to join us this morning.
Yeah.
We'll reschedule with them. We'll get them on the air with us. They can't avoid us for too long. No, I'm joking. We'll get them on the air with us. I do want to send a shout out to them, wish them well, and a good morning. You can find out more about the Rough Ranch at 1022 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. They close around 4. You can always give them a call at 715-540-6650. That's 540-6650. Encourage you to check out their website, Rough Anc LLC. Go ahead and throw it into your search engine. You should be able to find it. They were going to join us to talk about WFHR's Petpalooza that is coming up June 11th from 10 to 4, the Southwood County Humane Society. We're so excited about this event. Anything to do with the Humane Society, we're all on board for.
And pets.
We're looking forward to this. It's going to be a fun event. I have been reaching out to musicians. I want to get a lot of music. I want to get a bunch of music on this and everything.
Oh, fun.
Any musicians out there that would like to be a part of this, feel free to reach out to us, to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can go ahead and reach out to Ashley in our sales department as well. Just give Pam a call at 424-1300. She'll hook you up. We're looking forward to that. Petpalooza coming up June 11th, everybody. Be sure to mark your calendars for that. It's going to be fun. Let's dive into some entertainment news right now. And by that, I mean, what are you eating, Melissa?
Oatmeal.
Okay, because it doesn't smell bad, but it is overpowering my nose right now.
I was going to apologize.
Okay.
Because, it's oatmeal with peanut butter and raisins.
I knew I
and
smelled
maple
peanut
syrup.
Butter. I knew I smelled peanut butter. Okay, all right. I don't think I've heard of oatmeal and peanut butter being combined.
Oh, really?
I haven't eaten a lot. I've eaten like 1-2 bowls of oatmeal in my whole life, so I don't know much about it.
But you like peanut butter.
Yeah.
And you like maple syrup.
I do love maple syrup.
Well, you should try it sometime with some oatmeal.
I don't know.
You get your protein, you get your balanced fibers.
My papa was a big supporter of oatmeal, really tried to get me to eat it. I didn't like the texture. I didn't like that, but I was a kid the last time I ate it. Yeah. I have not eaten it in a long time. I should give it a try. I don't want to anger Melissa any more than I want to anger the Taylor Swift army, but what happens when Taylor Swift angers the Taylor Swift army?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
What'd she do?
Are the Swifties turning on their master? As you probably know, Taylor Swift, no, I did not know. Taylor Swift is dating somebody named Matt Healy. From the 1975. I do know who the Matts in the 1975 is. That's a band. That's a pretty good band.
Matt Healy.
So they are dating, apparently. I'm just finding this out. I had no idea. You may also know that Matt has a history of questionable behavior. I did not know this. Most notably, Matt was on a podcast in February where he mocked various Asian accents while making fun of rapper Ice Spice, who, for the record, is actually the of African-American and Dominican descent, not Asian. He and the hosts also made chauvinistic jokes about women and said ignorant things about the LGBTQ community.
Oh.
Matty also talked about watching a bunch of other horrible things towards black people that I'm not going to repeat on the air.
Okay.
So many of Taylor's fans are not cool with this. And some of them even started the Speak Up Now campaign, named after Speak Now, the classic album that she's in the process of re-recording. Oh, that is masterfully done by them.
Yeah.
And they're asking Taylor to address Maddie's, horrible comments. Quote, use your platform responsibly and intentionally. Advocate for inclusivity and celebrate diversity and promote empathy and understanding. They say her silence is palpable and it, quote, undermines the progress that was made towards equality and understanding. Some fans have been canceling their pre-orders for the Speak Now redo and tweeted proof so that hopefully Taylor gets the message. Interestingly, during a show Saturday night, Taylor told the audience, quote, I've just never been this happy in my life, in all aspects of my life. I wonder if that's about to change. Well, two things here. One, if they do break up, she's got a new album. I mean, isn't that pretty much her thing? Like, she breaks up with somebody, writes an album about it or whatever? Oh. I mean, so there's new material, which you always want as an artist.
I suppose.
But, look, you can't have it both
ways. Her Maddie phase.
You can't have it both ways.
No.
She is a big supporter of LGBTQ mm-hmm. and all these different things. You can't
and
be...
then to date somebody who's doing the opposite of that?
Yeah. That's
very questionable.
That's hypocritical.
Yes.
That's the definition of hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
And her fan base is, I'm very, like, she has a pretty darn smart fan base. This is one of those ones, like the BTS fan base and all this stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
While I can't name one song from any of these artists, I will tell you, their fan bases I have respect for. Because they get things done.
Yes.
Like Ticketmaster and all that stuff. We wouldn't have had all those stories with the Swift Army or whatever they want to call themselves. And I really am tired of people overusing the term army. We have an army. Let's actually use the terms that for what they are meant for. But the Taylor Swifties, whatever they want to call themselves, they get some things
done.
The BTS army, all these like Korean pop bands and stuff get a lot done. Like it's impressive what they're able to do nowadays. They can make her listen, and they're doing it.
Well, and you know,
I just don't know if she's going to do anything about it.
Well, she's 33, and a quick Google search kind of makes it sound like this is maybe a rebound relationship.
Mm.
That won't last very long.
I can't. Yes, I agree. I can't think of many things to disgust me more in life than talking about other people's relationships.
I know.
I know you feel the same way.
Because
I don't care about
what celebrities
do. It's not
my
business.
But what she is choosing to do publicly is going against what she says she stands for.
Yeah. I tell you, I will never listen to the 1975 again. I felt that way over the weekend, though, when I heard a lot of this stuff. Because I didn't put the dots together. I heard of this guy, and I heard he was doing these things. I did not hear he was the lead singer of the 1975, and I darn sure didn't hear that he was dating Taylor Swift or whatever. As I don't care. And it's not against her. It's not like if she was my sister,
no,
then
it's
I
her
care.
Personal life.
But it's her. Yeah, I don't know her. So why do I care what she's doing? I will never be able to wrap my mind around why other people worrying about what strangers are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take care of your own backyard. You know, if you're taking care of your own backyard, you got nothing to worry about. Oh, this could have a bad influence on my children. Oh, this. What is the influence you're having on your children?
All right.
Do you not have enough belief
parent
in
your
yourself
child,
and
have
your children?
Conversations.
Yeah, to actually talk to your child and actually find out. Like, miss me with that. Kids are sponges for you. They are your spot. Focus on what you're doing and how you're interacting with people in society and everything before you're worrying about other stuff.
Taylor needs to do with her fans because they're very much, obviously, interested and aware of what she is doing in her personal life.
Yeah. Audrey Plaza became a big name off of Parks and Recs and playing a lot of the kind of like a little quirky and obscure kind of characters.
Mm-hmm.
So very good with one-liners and stuff. I really like her delivery. I like her as an actor quite a bit. Most actors start out with character roles and that kind of thing and then build and get that lead role or at least a supporting lead role or something. It's what you're building up for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only where the big paycheck is, but it's where you get continuous work. You get noticed and like, hey, they could carry a film. They could carry a TV show. I'm going to give them more work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all this is about. The paycheck's important. The consistency of work.
Right.
The security of
the next job.
Yes. That's what it all comes down to. Audrey Plaza did something interesting when she was talking about this in an interview recently. And she covered a lot of her insecurities. She says, quote, I'm way more socially like anxious and introverted than people would expect, I think. I'm just as insecure as anybody, and I'm probably way more shy than people think. But obviously, the way I deal with this is like extreme behaviors, sarcasm, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
She added, quote, you can see the colors of my psychological state on display in any of these TV interviews. I think it all just stems from I'm scared. I prefer to be a character. I mean, that's literally what I am doing.
Yeah.
When she's being interviewed and all these things, I don't know if she's 100% herself because I don't think she can be.
Yeah.
I don't think she's comfortable with it. And I admire and appreciate her being honest about this stuff. I think that too often we expect realness from celebrities or from actors when their job is to pretend.
Right.
You know, and I don't I personally, for me, I like knowing that Robin Williams was born in Chicago, grew up in San Francisco, that his dad was a military brat and all the et cetera, et cetera. I think this stuff is cool. Does it matter? Does it make my acting going experience any different? Not really, no. I just find that stuff because I'm crazy. I'm an insane person
and
about
that's,
acting.
That's a fan kind of
that
reaction
too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this stuff is necessary.
Right.
I don't think it should be demanded. I will say it's part of the deal. Like, Audrey knows this. I'm sure she'd admit the same thing. Oh, as actors, as entertainers, we sign up for a job that not everybody can do, and that puts us in a spotlight, and mm-hmm. that could be fun for some, that could be entertaining for some.
And for some, it's overwhelming, and it can be mentally draining.
If I could do something else to make a living, a good living, that I was good at, and have pride in and everything, I'd be doing it right now. I'm not comfortable in the public eye. I could continue to act and play a character, but that's a character. You're right. Not seeing me. This job, as I tell everybody all the time, it's a PG-13 version of me. You don't get the R-rated, be thankful for that. But I got to be a little me. I got to be a little myself. Otherwise, the audience will eat you alive. The audience knows when you're not being genuine. The audience knows when you're putting on an act or you're notching it up to 10 because you think that that's what the audience want. No, the audience wants you to be you. that is radio. If there is one thing that is universal in radio, it's where radio is in 2023 and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of doing fake radio or hyperbole or propaganda or any of this stuff, they just click, they're moving on. They're mm-hmm. moving on. They don't want it. They're not interested. What you got to be is real. And mm-hmm. if you're doing that, then most people can, even if they don't like you that much, they're at least going to, you know, tolerate and be cool with things. And mm-hmm. like, all right, well, at least it's themselves.
Right. Being straightforward.
It's difficult for her, I imagine, and for a lot more actors than I think people realize.
Well, and I think it's something that really came to light with the Stranger Things actors, Millie Bobby Brown, when she just recently announced her engagement, and people were all up in arms and upset about it. It's like, you know, she's living her life. She's not the girl from Stranger Things.
Right.
She's much, much more than that.
That is always a weird one to me, too, about how much people will put on, like, other, like, entertainers, like, the actors of being that person or whatever.
Yeah.
That's always weird to me. We were talking birthdays earlier. Well, one of those birthdays was Drew Carey.
Yes.
And we wish him and his wonderful beard a happy birthday. Drew Carey is also doing something pretty darn cool here. Jimmy Fallon, pay attention. Drew Carey is footing the bill for striking writers to eat for free at two restaurants.
Oh, nice.
Bob's Big Boy in Burbank. It is a great restaurant. I've been there many times. That's a great restaurant.
Wow.
And Swingers Diner in Los Angeles that I never got to go to. All they have to do is show their Writers Guild of America card.
Nice.
His offer lasts until the strike ends. It's dine-in only and includes the tip. Drew also supported writers during the strike in 2007 and 2008 by buying them lunch.
Go, Mr. Carey.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy right there. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Did you call the wrong number?
Oops. I guess so.
That's all right. That's all right. Were you trying to get our front desk?
Who am I talking to?
This is James with WFHR. You're
yep.
Yeah.
Wrong number.
Okay. Well, you have a great day. Thank you for calling up. You have a great day.
Nice.
424-2600. We'll take wrong numbers. We'll take missed dials. We'll take them all. Go ahead and feel free to call the guy. Enjoy the conversation. What Drew is doing, it may seem little, but it's huge. It's showing support.
I'd say that's pretty huge.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it's, to me it seems huge. I didn't want to project that on others. So if you think so too, I think that many of the audience
do.
Might agree too.
They are striking because they need to make a living wage. They need to earn what they're worth, what their work is worth. And joining together and consolidating over this is the only way that they're going to get that done.
I actually am glad this came up too. So over the weekend, I'm very fortunate. I got some great students, and a lot of them find out I'm in radio, and they like listening to our shows and checking them out, the podcast and mm-hmm. everything, which you can get at civicmedia.us, and please stream us. That's what they pay attention to in Madison.
Download
stream
the app.
Us. Download
Civic
the app.
Media. Actually, the app is new and improved, and it's really great now.
Yeah, please go ahead and do that. But what I noticed was I had two different students ask me, you know, why I'm not supporting the writer's strike, why I'm not, boycotting, or not boycotting, but, you know, basically holding the line. Why am I continuing to work and everything like that? Well, first of all, I'm in the Actors Guild, not in the Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the work that we do here is Writers Guild adjacent or, right. or under that umbrella.
We don't have writers.
Yeah.
We are our own writers.
This was a chance to explain that to the audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some people out there that think we have producers and writers and everything. And I got to let you guys know, we're it.
Yeah.
What you hear is what you got. Like,
yep.
That's it. We're doing all this stuff around
you,
here.
You, me, Seth. We're pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have wonderful Pam. We could not do what we do without Pam.
Oh, yeah.
Running our office.
Absolutely. Hardest place.
And then Ashley in our sales. And
yeah. We're very fortunate with the team that we have,
mm-hmm.
but we're a small
nobody else
team.
Is pushing the buttons.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody is in the Writers Guild here
right.
or anything like that. What we are doing is improv. It's mm-hmm. mostly that.
And Chuck keeps the wheels turning. He keeps us on air.
Pam and Chuck are the heart and soul of this place,
mm-hmm.
By far and away. And there's
but they don't write for us.
No, we don't have writers or anything like that. And I actually was a little like appreciative of that. Like, well, thanks for thinking we have writers and producers, but no, we don't. We don't. I do think that this affects everybody, not just people that enjoy entertainment.
I think everybody that steps forward and supports the writers in their strike are also heroes for people having pay
yeah.
that they deserve in the job that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects all of us.
Well, it's not, obviously, entertainment-wise, it affects everybody because we all take in entertainment. That part is certainly true. But what to what Melissa's saying there that I think is so very vital in this is it's workforce. With management.
Mm-hmm.
And to break this down is to give you the Cliff Notes version of this, everybody. The Writers Guild went to the Producers Guild and said, hey, we got this pie, all right? You can take 98%. We just want the 2% here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Producers Guild said, you greedy, you're asking for too much. How dare you? Like, that's what we're in right now. And if you don't believe in writers, if you don't think we need writers, I guess you know where you stand on this. The rest of us are pretty aware that ChatGPT will never get it advanced enough to give you a great script
no.
or a great book or novel or anything like that. You need writers. You want writers. Your world is going to be a lot worse without them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody wants any kid out there growing up and thinking, oh, I want to be a writer. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't have that job anymore. We got rid of that job. We don't have writers anymore.
Well, because they... And I think that this affects more of us than even that, James, because the more that people can see the positive effects of joining together, banding together and saying, no, we deserve to get paid a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that step forward and support that, the more power we have as a workforce to say, I am not going to work for $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Because I can't pay my rent with that, let mm-hmm. alone the rest of my bills and buy food. It's not possible.
Yeah. We're going to see how that goes. We're going to see how many more band names we can get. We want the worst band names. Worst band names of all time. Give us your Chumbawamba, your Mr. Misters, your bad band names. That's what we're looking for here, everybody. Go ahead and hit us up with those.
Yeah, 424-2600.
We also want your zoo stories or your favorite thing to see at the zoo or your favorite zoo or any of that. Feel free to call up at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what we're talking about. We'll shift gears and get into whatever you're talking.
It was great hearing from our earlier caller about driving to Chicago.
Yeah, that was great. That was really cool.
Bus driver.
Appreciate that. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here bringing you Locally Grown Radio. Got an interesting one I want to get into right here as we are wrapping up the school year. Many kids out there very excited to hit the ground running when it comes to summer.
Oh, yeah,
and everything.
Especially now with the weather turning better and nice out.
Some kids are a little more excited than others, though. And we've got a good one here. This little kid celebrating the end of first grade by launching into an epic, like, pro wrestling inspired rant here.
Whoa.
I want people to hear this one. This is pretty good. It's even, I don't know who did the sound effects and all that with it, but they even put sound effects and everything with it. I see. Why is that not playing? Come on. Of course. gotta love modern technology.
Technology is great when it works.
When it works. Here we go.
Grade is over. It's in the books.
I don't want to be the one to tell him there's a second grade.
All right.
That kid's got a future. That kid has got a future. He's going to be emceeing something. He's going to be like a manager for a wrestler or something, or maybe a wrestler. I don't know.
Future ahead of him, though.
I love that kid. Can I listen to that one more time?
Yes, okay, you can.
One more. First line, first grade's in the book. That's my kind of kid.
Be nice to meet him.
Yes. I want to interview him. Pam, can we get him on Morning Magazine? I can think of 20 minutes of conversation with that kid.
I think you could.
Before we go to break, I wanted to touch on a really cool story I did not know if many people had heard about, and want to send a shout out to Daniel J. Grager, who does a nice job of reporting for UPI.com, where you can find the complete article. Mm-hmm. Cancer survivor breaks record for standing on nails to raise awareness.
Oh, my.
Raimi Noosa of Lebanon relied on her inner strength yet again to break the world record for standing on a bed of nails. Mm. Rami stood on a bed of nails for 12 hours, 12 minutes, and 8 seconds, earning himself a spot in the Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Rami's remarkable achievement serves as a powerful reminder of the fragility and preciousness of life, Guinness said in a statement. He wants everyone to realize it takes just one moment to change everything, and we must take responsibility for our health and well-being to ensure that we make the most of every moment we are given. Ramsey is a cancer survivor, though other members of his family were not so lucky in the battle. He said that challenges like this require inner and mental strength to endure, much like his own fight against the illness.
Wow.
He is no stranger to endurance. In the past, he walked 26 miles barefoot across the Lebanese beaches on the Mediterranean Sea to shed light on cancer awareness. His next adventure is a half marathon, 13.1 miles barefoot in the ice and snow. Dangerous as that may be, he said he's challenged by the desire to overcome the fear of death. Death is not losing life, but losing hope. I want one more time. Death is not losing life, but losing hope. This record-breaking achievement is just the beginning of my journey, and I will have many others with Guinness World Records, my platform to amplify my voice to the world.
Wow.
Cancer is kicking our butt. Mm-hmm. Cancer is running game on us, is running circles on us. While we continue to bicker and argue about politics and all these little things and stuff, every disease is just laughing at us. They don't care if you're rich, you're poor, you're man, woman, don't care about your creed, don't care about your ideology or your religion.
How many houses you own.
None of it matters. No. We need to bring more awareness to cancer. We need to be doing more about it. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you heard groundbreaking cancer research? When have you heard that? We need that. I want that phrase back. We love to throw around breaking news nowadays. Well, let's hear some breaking news that is actually breaking some news and breaking cancer.
Yeah.
This guy is doing an amazing thing here.
Well, and calling attention to it, which is also incredibly important. There are so many different forms of cancer now. And people are affected in so many different ways, but all of us know somebody who has been touched by cancer.
Yeah,
I think that's very safe to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of times it's a family member.
Yeah.
Not to discredit what that man has accomplished, but you know, with all of his running and marathons with bare feet, he obviously has very tough soles.
Yes,
of his feet, to be able to stand on nails for 12 hours. My comparison to that personally is walking around on jelly shoes for a day as an adult.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I imagine. I've never walked in those, but I imagine. Yeah.
it's like walking on a bunch of little ridges and platforms.
Mm.
But the fact that they have jelly-sized shoes for adults?
Yeah.
I don't know. That should be maybe looked into.
That is my sister and every kid of the 80s and 90s fault.
I loved them as a kid because the best part was you could shove rocks up inside and use them as tap shoes. However, my grandpa really didn't appreciate me doing that on his wooden deck.
I imagine. I'm just imagining little redheaded Melissa doing this. Like stomping on stones to try to get them in your jelly shoes.
Oh, no. I actually...
Oh, you pushed them in.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, took the shoes off and found the right size rocks. And no, yeah, you got to get the right size.
You rock. You're awesome. One more time, before we go to her news, just that quote, I really think he has something there. Death is not losing life, but losing hope.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good line.
Hang on to hope.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Sort of. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 9:37 on the clock. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everyone. Well, I've been waiting here so long. Phil Collins and the Boys of Genesis right there. Now, Genesis, not a horrible band name.
No.
Not a bad one. I wouldn't put that in the bad name category. But we've had this roving question throughout the show today. We're going to be doing more and more of this. And in fact, like a question like this, we'll keep this one open all week.
Yeah.
You got until Friday with this one. We want what your opinion, and just your opinion, bad band names.
Yeah. You horrible know? Band names.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a couple listeners give us some answers off air and everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to go over some of those right now.
So I got this awesome message from one of our listeners. Not sure if we can say this band name on air. But we're gonna put ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. They're Butthole Surfers.
Yes.
I
don't mind the
sun sometimes. I actually know this song.
Oh yeah? Yeah, this was their big hit.
I didn't know that it was their name though.
Yeah, yes, yes. Pepper was their big hit, yes. And there is a lot of band names like this where it's just basically taking two very inappropriate words and putting them together. Stuff. And I would hope the audience understands we're a PG show around here and everything for the most part. We may go a little PG-13 sometimes, but
I mean, that is just a body part.
It is.
And a PC word for a body part.
Absolutely. But to the audience, please act your age and you know, don't go sending us a bunch
and
of...
And keep this family friendly.
Yeah, we don't need those fines. We don't need that.
No. So let's continue on, though. This band doesn't...
Did we say who the listener was?
Not yet.
Okay.
This band doesn't even like their own name.
Yes.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, that's right. Goo Goo Dolls is a bad name.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It is a bad name.
How about Foo Fighters? What's a foo? What are they fighting?
Yes, yes.
Or are they just in support of those who fight foo?
I'm with that. I don't argue that one. I like the debate afterwards, too. That's good.
And finally, Backstreet Boys. Which street? Mm. Behind where?
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're men now, so, like, you know, I mean, still claiming that name?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The Goo Goo Dolls is a bad one.
Yeah.
That is a bad... I hadn't even thought of that one. That is a really good reference right there.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, shout out, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate you. How about Air Supply? Like, what Air Supply, really? Like, that feels like a very lame...
It would make sense if they formed, like, right during the space race.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, that would make sense to me. Like, they are the supply of air for our astronauts. It's a new time where we're traveling into this unknown era.
Mm. How about Dickie Dell and the Bing Bongs?
Okay.
That don't seem like a good name. That I have a hard time if I'm a band member in that band telling other people, yeah, I'm a musician. Oh yeah, are you in a band? No. No.
Yes, but I'm not telling you who.
I am not a performer. No, I'm looking for work. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling them that I am in that band.
The first one that pops up for me is Hoobastank.
Yeah, that's a
like,
bad
that
one.
Isn't
that's
even,
a bad
what
one.
Does that even mean? I don't want to know what it means, actually.
No, I have a feeling you're absolutely right. We do not want to know. There's a band that just called Craig. and that's not horrible. That's not the.
No.
I think the name Craig is just fine and everything. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it. I mean, even if you were the biggest fan in the world of Craig, of the band, it's got to be hard to get all riled. We're going to see Craig! Woo! We're going to go see Craig!
So which one is Craig in the band?
Yeah, right? I mean, you know,
actually,
none of them. Yeah, none of them are going to be named Craig. Yes, absolutely. Now, they have a couple of names on these lists that I came across, mm-hmm. but I don't agree with all of them. Like, Funkadubiest. I think that's a great name for a band.
Funkadubiest.
Funkadubiest. They think it's a bad one. I think that's a good name.
Well, Atomic Kitten hit the list, and I think that's a great name for a band.
Also on this list, Garbage. And I don't agree.
That's a
good name for a band. Especially,
and a good band.
Oh, great band. Shirley Manson's amazing. I love that band. Yeah, they got some good stuff. The Germs. That's another one that I don't know about that one. Yeah, I keep seeing Goo Goo Dolls show up. Man, people do not like Hoobastank or the Goo Goo Dolls names. Yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish, I suppose. Yeah, that's another one. Imagine Dragons. Okay, yeah. That Imagine Dragons. It's not a horrible name, but especially after like the first time you hear it, not bad. And second time, Third time, fourth time, like it's hard to kind of like keep getting the same kind of like feeling from it or anything. I feel like it wears off, and eventually it feels like something ChatGPT came up with. Donald Glover talked about this. He couldn't come up with a name for his band. He wanted to have a stage name, so he used this algorithm thing, a computer algorithm thing.
Okay, just to generate.
Came up with Childish Gambino. And so he's used that. Like, that's one of those ones where it worked out kind of. Like, I think that's kind of a cool name. It works out for him. But, yeah, Imagine Dragons feels very forced.
How about Car Seat Headrest?
Yeah, that's a bad name.
Yeah.
What about It's a Beautiful Day? Like, that's...
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I can't think of the name. They had a hit that I liked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's an old, like, old band and everything. Older 70s band. They did have one song I liked, but I always thought that's such a weird name for a band.
Yeah.
It feels a little like a reach. It feels a little like you're trying too hard, almost. I don't know about that one. Craig shows up again. That's an interesting band name. It really is. How about the Bunnyfoot Charm Band?
Bunnyfoot Charm Band.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't hate that one.
As I said it out loud, I didn't hate it. I'm with you. I didn't. I've never known how to say this. So one of those bands from the 80s, Too Shy, Kajima Goo Goo, Kajima Goo Goo or whatever. They had the big hit in the 80s. Shy. Shy. Lyric. Shy.
Such a great song. Oh, man, that brings back so many memories.
I definitely don't remember the remember lyrics of that.
I applaud you for trying. Nice job.
They have this on the list, but I don't know. Lil June and the Januaries. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of catchy. I like that one. Catchy. It seems like band names have gotten really long, though.
Yes.
You know, we got Panic at the Disco. The Devil Wears Prada. I thought that was a movie.
Yeah. There's a couple of really long band names, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We Butter the Bread with Butter.
That's not that. Limp Bizkit's a bad band name. It's a lame bad name. It feels like one of those things like
spell biscuits guys. So weird.
Yeah, like a bunch of frat guys in a room just came like, we should call ourselves this, and then they stuck with it, like that kind of thing. LMAFO is certainly a bad band name, and a pretty bad band actually. Like, I'm noticing that some, like, we're not getting a whole lot of like, oh, that's
the names
great...
are bad, but the bands are bad.
Yeah, not seeing a whole lot of that. Interesting, though. Maroon 5, I think, is a lame. I don't think there's a many times in life you can get away with having a number in your band name. Like Three Doors Down, Matchbox 20, like a lot of these. Like, there's not a lot of times where it feels. The only one I can think of is Nine Inch Nails, where I'm like, okay,
that
it works
for me.
And I'm a little biased about that one because I'm a fan of the band. But otherwise, it seems like usually if you got a number in your band name, like, I don't know if that's going to work out very well. I don't think that's going to work out great. Didn't work out well for Tekashi 69 or whatever. Certainly didn't work out well for him. Or most, like the Maroon 5 thing, even. Like, they're pretty much done.
They had their time in the sun.
Definitely did. 424-2600. We'll keep this open to the audience all week long. You guys got, bad band names. We want to hear them. Also want to hear your zoo stories, your favorite zoo, your favorite animal at the zoo, all that at 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hoping you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us. Got a Then A. Wright story to touch on right now. I don't know how That Ain't Right it is, really. To each their own. To me, it's a That Ain't Right story, but, to each their own. I'm not really sure what to do with this information either, so okay. I'm going to put it on the audience.
Yeah.
So it's not just me that's dealing with this.
We want you to share in our misery.
Yes. Every few months, a video will go viral on TikTok or another site where someone says you have to throw away your underwear every 6 months or 9 months or a year because it's building bacteria, even if you wash it. But according to several doctors, that's not true. You don't have to replace your underwear every 6 months or every year. You can keep wearing it forever, at least until it disintegrates. Dr. Christine Greaves, an OBGYN in Orlando, says, quote, "If you're washing your underwear in warmer or hot water, you are cleaning the bacteria off them. As long as your underwear is clean, it should be okay."
Mm-hmm.
Then again, your significant other might disagree. A survey found one out of every eight adults say that they are disgusted by the state of their significant other's underwear. And the worn out parts, quote unquote. The good story part of this is, hey, that's great. Our washing machines are working. Wonderful. Happy to hear that.
Hot water and soap kills bacteria.
Good to have that backed up by science. I appreciate that.
Thank you, doctor.
I do not like the idea of a nation of people not buying more underwear. I do not want to live in that world. Do we have a clothing issue, a clothing problem in the world? Yes,
of
we do.
Of throwing away? Yes, we do.
Wholeheartedly and completely see that and agree with it. And I am not at all trying to be hypocritical, but I own my hypocrisy when I say I do not want this world being like, you know what? The underwear I had in high school, they're still good. Like, no, no, they are not. No, don't
okay,
do that.
But to be fair, there are some underwear brands that hold up better than others. And I am all for this. I'm all for this. I say if they're not wore out completely and they're clean, keep wearing them. And they're comfortable. That's the thing, James. It's really difficult to find comfortable underwear. Maybe, and I don't want to say men don't suffer from this, because obviously...
We definitely do.
You do, and there are different types of underwear for men. I'd like to compare how many more types of underwear there are for women.
Oh, yeah.
And finding ones that fit and are comfortable, because it's not like you can return them. James.
Yeah.
You can't return them.
No. And I am not at all about to get into the argument that men's underwear is worse than women's. I do not, I do not think that at all. I do think that ours messed up. I don't think they've ever gotten underwear right. I just don't think they've ever gotten it right. Like, none of it works great. None of it is really keeping you in place if you're a guy.
Or keeping out of place if you're a girl.
Right. So I still feel like we keep working. Keep working on this one, everybody. I'm glad to know that they're clean and that they're safe and all that and everything. That's a wonderful thing to hear.
Do we have a call about underwear?
I don't know. I'm afraid to take it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Did you call the wrong number again? That's okay. That's all right. 424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation.
If you have feelings about underwear, please do join us. In ages past, they had less of an issue with things like yeast infections and nether region issues having to do with hygiene because of unclean underwear or letting things, open to the air, as
yes,
it were.
Yes, you're doing a masterful job right now. I'm just going to let you hang out
but
there.
If you want to, you know, wear knickers. There are a lot of fun names for underwear.
Knickers is a fun word.
Yes,
that's a fun one. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. We should bring that one back. I like that. And great job by you right there. You were dancing that line and you walked a grid. That was good. Good work.
So, you know, there's always the argument for that.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to some local good stories of the day. We've got some great local things happening, including going on over at our local VFW. Tomorrow is, of course, American Heroes Cafe. It goes on from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge at 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Tomorrow's is a special one. The CVSO rep will be there to explain VA burial benefits.
Oh.
It's an important conversation that needs to be had, and we appreciate the VFW hosting this and having this, and appreciate the whoever's coming in to represent for mm-hmm. them to get that information out there.
Yeah, because that can be a difficult conversation to have, but you want to definitely be aware of those benefits.
And do remember that complete orange blossoms are going to be available in June. Be on the lookout for that. We'll tell you more about it when Bill Heck joins us with the monthly veterans update and that. And, of course, a shout-out to the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street, hosting American Heroes Cafe tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30.
And then Memorial Day is May 29th, and we will air a special message to honor those military veterans who served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And you can sponsor these promos with your business, and you'll receive a 10-second ad mention along with the other companies during peak listening times on Memorial Day. So if you want to get in on this and help support our veterans, help support our station and our local businesses, call Pam at
424-1300.
I don't have that one memorized yet for some reason, but she'll put you in touch with with Ashley and get you signed up for that.
Also wanted to mention our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties has registration open for Stuff the Desk. Stuff the Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial needs are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register by August 3rd. You can do that by calling, by going to uwswac.org. Just go to their webpage. A banner will come by called Stuff the Desk. Click on that and it'll get you right where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call Amy, our good friend over at 211. She'll be able to help you out. You can call 211 anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. All the school supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 18th and 19th at East Junior High School in Wisconsin Rapids. And we encourage you to register not only to get in on this, but also to pick out your time.
Yes, because they have different time slots for you to sign up for, and you can, sooner you sign up, the more slots are available.
UWSWAC.org.
Mm-hmm. And then we have one more event happening that we want to talk about that's going on Wednesday at Family Natural Foods. They have Terry Lemeron coming to talk about drugs that work or natural medicines that work better than drugs. And so he's giving this at the First Baptist Church, which is right behind Family Natural Foods. So you can park right there, walk over, hear Terry's talk, and then head back to Family Natural Foods afterwards, where they're having the best sale of the year on Terry Lemeron's products.
Yeah.
So you want to hit that up. RSVP if you can at Family Natural Foods, 715-423-3120. You don't have to, but they'd be nice to know how many are coming.
Yeah. It helps them out a little bit, too. And a big shout-out to, I'm sorry, the name of the church again? The First Baptist?
First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street. And I think the RSVP is because they're having hors d'oeuvres afterwards.
Yeah.
So they want to have enough for everybody.
I appreciate the church. It's a beautiful church, by the way. I appreciate them hosting. It was like the first church we noticed when we moved to town here. Or my parents and everything. They love it. it's a very beautiful one. Appreciate them. And, of course, appreciate our friends over at Family Natural Foods. We say a good morning to the whole gang over there. Looking at some world good stories, we heard about these two last fall. And now it's official. A 93-year-old from Ohio named Joy Ryan has now been to all 63 of America's national parks.
Oh, good.
Her grandson started taking her because she was 85 and had never seen the ocean or even a mountain before. Their final trip was to the National Park of America Samoa. They crossed it off their last list last week.
Nice. Oh, that's incredible.
What a Like, you talk about lifetime of memories. Mm. That's so good. And our national parks are just waiting for you, everybody.
Oh,
like, check
amazing.
Them out. There is one near you, wherever you're listening mm-hmm. to us. And
we have several in Wisconsin.
Got so many cool national parks. Check them out. A type of bird called an ivory-billed woodpecker was thought to be extinct, but a group of researchers just spotted one on a wildlife camera they set up near a trail in Louisiana. The last confirmed sighting was in 1944.
Wow.
And look at this guy, Melissa. He is cool looking.
Kind of looks a little bit like a vulture dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty cool looking.
Got a red ruff on the back of his head that sticks up.
It's a pretty,
big old beak.
It's one of the coolest woodpeckers I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And a guy who recently got married in Philadelphia is going viral because he danced with his dog and called it a father dogster dance. Do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. You just can't do that if you have a daughter. You can't. That's the only way. Otherwise, you can go ahead and do that. But if you have a daughter, you cannot do that.
You better not do that.
A former soldier from Nepal lost both legs to an IED in Afghanistan 13 years ago, but just made history by scaling Mount Everest.
Wow.
He used special prosthetics with spikes to help him climb. He made it the top last Friday. He says he went into a deep depression after the injury and started drinking a lot. But then he decided to keep living, went skydiving, got involved in paralympic sports, and started climbing mountains.
Wow.
He's the first person to climb Everest after losing both legs above the knee. The first ever to do this.
Wow. Good on him.
His motto is, nothing's impossible. You just have to adapt.
That's true. That is great. Because as we all age, we're not losing our legs, but things change. So we have to adapt.
He's planning on going back to Afghanistan to spot where he lost his legs so he can say thank you. He says he never would have climbed Everest if it didn't happen, adding, quote, whatever happens, it happens for good.
Wow.
I remind people all the time, every great thing that has ever happened began with change.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, it starts with change. It starts with you.
Yep.
A beautiful story. Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you. Nice work. Appreciate you, Melissa.
Yeah, it was fun, James.
Great show. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. Appreciate you guys calling up and joining the conversation. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back at this tomorrow right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.